There is great diversity between the price of finished cattle coming out of feed yards and going to packers, and the boxed beef prices coming from those packing plants. With four companies controlling over 80% of the U.S. beef processing, North Dakota Attorney General Wayne Stengem says the beef market lacks full and fair competition.
You know, this is North Dakota. We talk to cattlemen all the time and are well aware of the difficult straits that they find themselves in, and felt that it was really something that we might have a role to assist in making sure that something happens, because this is not a sustainable situation for our producers.
The Livestock Marketing Association is just one of the several organizations focusing on these pricing investigations. Association Vice President Larry Schnell, who co-owns Stockman's Livestock Exchange at Dickinson, North Dakota, says cattle producers and feeders are not getting their fair share of the beef dollar.
4 or 5 years ago, when the price of boxed beef hit the figures close to what we've got now, price of a finished steer coming out of a feedlot was about $1.50 a pound. Today, we're looking at wholesale beef prices appreciably higher than what it was, but the price of finished cattle coming out of the feedlot is closer to $1 or $1.50. $600 a head difference between what it seems like should be and what it really is right now.
Stengem goes on to say the legal aspects of the investigation certainly take time. This is a very complex area of law, and the facts need to be developed.
So that there is an actual investigation to see if the circumstances warrant further action by the Department of Justice. I think we really reached a point that where something has to be done, because it is unsustainable to expect that farmers and ranchers raise a product at a loss and then provide it to one of these companies that are making profits more than they ever did before.
Reporting Agriculture's Business, I'm Megan Turnquist on the Red River Farm Network.